Brett Wilcox is 53 years old. After running 20 miles each day, he takes a nap in the family's camper. If there's a Wi-Fi signal, though, his 15-year-old son and running partner, David, has to do his schoolwork online.
It's totally unfair. Chris and I quit our jobs to do this, so it does seem like we have a little bit of a walk in the park. The flip side of that is we quit our jobs, and so we're having to deal with the financial burdens.
Brett and his wife, Chris, have been planning this trip for months. The run across America started on January 18th from the Pacific side of the continent. Their younger daughter, Olivia, and dog, Angel, round out the support team. The team has grown along the way.
We now have a new dog named Jenna that we picked up in Dalhart, Texas, about a month ago. So imagine the two parents, two teenagers, two dogs living in this small trailer. It makes for living perhaps the way our grandparents might have lived out on the farm in a small home. And we're together all the time.
When they're not running, that is. Brett and David are on the road 6 days a week, putting in 20 miles a day. Including schoolwork, David says it's a little like having a full-time job. And for a sport that requires little but shoes, the shoes are taking a beating.
I've finished three pairs, but I've only worn out two.
David and his dad spent some time early in the trip running on interstates, but the route lately has been two-lane highways, which can have a lot of traffic. He says people often stop to offer them rides, and sometimes they call the authorities.
In the past few days, three or four policemen have stopped to see about our baby in the stroller.
What about a baby in a stroller?
Oh, we carry the stroller for our gear, and when Jenna's tired, our dog, we can put her inside the stroller and just push her until she wants to run again.
Okay.
A bunch of people think we're taking a baby somewhere.
Interacting with people, though, is what this adventure is all about. For example, David and Olivia spoke to a youth church group while in Parsons, Kansas. In Wichita, the family gave a presentation at a natural food store. Chris calls ahead in the itinerary to set up events and interviews. People have been receptive to their message, but they haven't been swamped by media requests. At home in Alaska, the family eats as much organic food as possible and as much non-GMO food as possible. Brett says traveling across the country from a culinary perspective can be discouraging.
Living in Sitka, it's much easier to get the foods that we would like to eat than running through America's heartland, which seems kind of strange, but we can go 100 or 200 or 300 miles without being able to find an organic loaf of bread.
Going through some of these small towns, there are no choices.
This is Chris Wilcox. She hit a low point in Gallup, New Mexico.
I went into a Walmart a month or so ago and just got angry because I wanted to feed my family. And there were tons of food there, but nothing that I could get to for them. We wanted something quick and easy, and we ended up buying, I think, bananas. And I wanted them to have a meal.
Chris says the warmest surprise of the trip was dining at a Chipotle Mexican Grill in Wichita. The chain serves a non-GMO menu. When the management learned that the Wilcoxes were running across the country to spread the word about genetically modified organisms in our diet, the meal was served on the house. Their next stop is a spring planting festival in Mansfield, Missouri, which could be attended by as many as 7,000 people. The Wilcoxes hope to arrive in Atlantic City by mid-July. David Wilcox says he's already looking forward to getting back to Sitka and trying out for the high school cross-country team. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.